And now West Georgia's first news on this Thursday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, Villarica elected officials seem to be putting behind them months of contention that developed before last year's election and carried over into the summer. And city officials seem to have shifted their focus from residential growth to commercial development and jobs.
The citizens saw it ahead of time. They were seeing it. They knew we were outgrowing our infrastructure. If they could see it, why didn't more of us take note of it? I think we all came to it at about the same time. It's a good thing if more people can stay here in the city and work here as well instead of commuting into Atlanta. We'd like to see restaurants open up, and I have to give kudos to both the Carroll County and the Douglas County Chamber because they have opened their arms with me to rebuild those bridges that, to be honest, either they didn't exist to begin with or they got burned.
Villarica Mayor Leslie McPherson.
I can name some places that are empty and just tell you what's getting worked on. One would be where Uncorked closed downtown. We have a vacant O'Charlie's. We have the Publix that's now vacant where it moved across the street, and now we have the Super Duper Publix. The Publix one is tougher. Publix has a 5-year lease on there, and they want a lot of money, so somebody's got to get in there and negotiate hard with them. But our plan is to fill those places, and we have some very promising possibilities for everything except the Publix so far.
Meanwhile, McPherson says the city continues to work towards fixing the relationship with residents of Cleghorn and Anderson Streets who have expressed anger over what they have called a lack of communication regarding how a proposed downtown connector would affect their community.
As far as the Villarica Parkway and extending that through so it goes into downtown, I think people will be pleased because while everybody was thinking about the road, there were other things, and it has been brought up, that they were losing the only amenity they had in that neighborhood, and that was the basketball court. We have something much nicer than that planned, and we're looking at the possibilities of how the funding will come, and that's only part of it. There's more to go with that. So the road is one thing, but I do believe it's been an underserved neighborhood.
And Villarica City Council this week voting for a full rollback for the city's 2024 millage rate, despite the recommendation from staff to maintain the 2023 rate for 2024. Maintaining the 2023 rate would have resulted in approximately $285,000 in additional revenue from taxes. And the second of two art takeover events in Carrollton, bringing local artists, creators, and live music to downtown tonight. The public invited to check out local creators' works while exploring the shops and galleries downtown. Attendees can sip and dine from downtown eateries, enjoy art demonstrations, and live music by Brandon Sanders. I'm Colin Worthington.